From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's outraged by an airstrike on a Syrian children's hospital in Aleppo, and he's directly blaming President Bashar al-Assad's forces. The airstrike destroyed the hospital, which was supported by Doctors Without Borders. At least 20 children and doctors were killed, including the last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas of Aleppo. It appears to have been a deliberate strike on a known medical facility and follows the Assad regime's appalling record of striking such facilities and first responders, Kerry said on Thursday. The airstrike was part of a bloody 24 hours in Aleppo, which saw more than 60 people killed in fighting between Syrian forces and rebels. Secretary Kerry is calling on Russia, Assad's top ally, to use its influence to get him to stop the attacks. For more on that, Zlatica Hoek reports.
The United States urged Russia to use its influence to pressure Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to stop the attacks. But U.S. Senator John McCain, a Republican from Arizona, said Moscow is using Syria to test its modernizing military.
Despite Putin's pledged withdrawal from Syria, Assad's forces, backed by Russia, now appear poised to retake Aleppo. Meanwhile, advanced Russian military capabilities remain in Syria, enhancing Putin's ability to project power beyond the region.
Russia denies involvement in the Aleppo hospital bombing and claims a plane from an international coalition dropped the bombs. The coalition air raids are targeting Islamic State terrorists who have used the war to capture a swath of Syrian territory as they strive to create an Islamic State. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Several people were arrested and several more injured on Thursday night as police in riot gear broke up clashes between supporters and opponents of Donald Trump. I'm Steve Karish in Washington. This is VOA. Pyongyang has sentenced a Korean-American man to 10 years of hard labor for subversion. A North Korean court handed down the sentence Friday after the naturalized U.S. citizen reportedly admitted to stealing military secrets last month. Kim Dong-chul's confession came just a week after an American student is said to have confessed to stealing a poster. He was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. Observers say both confessions were likely coerced. Russia's ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva said on Friday that the Syrian army has plans to launch offensive strikes on two Islamic State strongholds in the country's northeast with the help of Russian air forces. He said that in line with the UN Security Council resolutions, the ceasefire regime in Syria does not apply to Daesh, al-Nusra Front, and other terrorist groups. As a result of operations by the Syrian armed forces with the support of Russian combat aircraft, the Syrian city of Palmyra had been liberated. Now further offensive operations are being planned. With a referendum on the United Kingdom's membership in the European Union coming in June, the Australian government has urged the British people not to leave the EU. Phil Mercer reports.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop believes it's in her country's best interest that Britain remains a part of the European Union. As a bloc, the EU is Australia's largest source of foreign investment and is its second largest trading partner after China. Negotiations towards an eventual free trade agreement are underway. But some Australian politicians are urging Britain to leave the EU because membership would force the nation to cede control of its borders and laws. Britain's future in Europe will be decided at a referendum on June 23. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Britain's foreign secretary met with Cuban officials Thursday to discuss trade and tourism ties with the communist country, marking the first visit of its kind since 1959. Upon landing in Cuba late Thursday, Philip Hammond said Britain is ready to strengthen its ties with Cuba and signed several cooperation agreements on energy, education, and financial services. Hammond said he wanted enhanced bilateral cooperation, underpinned by increased trade, increased investment, and more tourists coming to Cuba from Britain. Hammond is scheduled to participate in several high-level meetings while in Cuba to discuss social and economic changes, human rights, and the fight against global health threats, such as the Zika virus. A helicopter carrying at least 14 crashed on Friday near the western Norwegian city of Bergen, police said. Police spokesman said 14 people were hurt.
That's the latest world news from VOA.